السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا، صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters listening at the madrasa and over the receivers. This is a majlis of zikr, Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, that once again we have gathered to take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name is great, and the whole universe is surviving and existing because there is somebody in the world taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. The day nobody will remain on the surface of the earth to take Allah Ta'ala's name, then Allah Ta'ala will destroy the heaven and the earth and everything else. The universe will be destroyed. By heaven I mean the skies. Jannat and Jahannam will then remain forever. So this is a majlis of zikr. It's not a majlis of waz. We had on Monday night. Put some more fans on, it's getting hot with the break. So once again we have gathered for the majlis of zikr. However, one or two nasihats, as we always have on Thursday nights, that Islam is a complete way of life. There's no departmentalization, compartmentalization, that a person just specializes in a certain department and then he neglects all other departments. It's a complete way of life. It's a complete package. Many times I have said this, that our aqaid, our muamlat, our muasharat, our dealings, our etiquette, our morals, our behavior, everything, there's guidance in Islam and Sharia. Islam gives us guidance in every aspect of our lives. And only those people who follow Islam or the teachings of Islam completely, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses them with complete progress. But those who just specialize in one department, then they will get the noor or the barakat or the sawab of that particular ibadat. But then they must not wait for those promises that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made for the Muslim. The promises that Allah Ta'ala has made for the Muslim, this person must not wait for that. And that is our weakness today, that we just take one aspect of Islam, we make excellent namaz, and then we think that finish, we have done our duty, now there's nothing more to do. Our dealings will be such that it will not only distance the Muslims, but even the disbelievers, they will distance themselves. In every field we are experiencing this kind of problem. So the majlis of zikr, it is a specialized majlis where we take the name of Allah Ta'ala, but it doesn't mean that that's the only thing that we have to do. Just take subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and think we have done our job. The whole purpose of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala repeatedly was so that it settles in our heart. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. The person will be occupied daily, he will be in his business activities and other activities of life. But his heart is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that what is it that pleases my Allah and my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is always concerned that he must not do anything displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the banda of Allah Ta'ala. He is the slave of Allah Ta'ala. And it is not befitting a slave of Allah Ta'ala to become the master. When the person says that his wish must be fulfilled, his nafsani desires and khaishat and demands must be fulfilled, then it means that he has made his nafs the Allah. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. So the nasihat for tonight, which just came to mind a little while ago, is that if we want a real solution to our problems at home, in our businesses, in our lives, in our relationship with people, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's direction and his teachings, they are such that if we have to make amal on that, then definitely we will get that kind of happiness, unity, peace, sukoon. The person will enjoy the best of both worlds. Now there's so much that has been said by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there's so much that is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. But just look at this one little hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports the hadith Sharif, and it is well known. It's a simple hadith Sharif which you have heard many, many times. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, that Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Now it's very simple, very easy to understand. You cannot be a true believer until you love for your brother that which you love for yourself. Simple little hadith Sharif. But if we have to make it the base of our practices, then there's everything that is covered in there, which will solve our problems of bad communication and bad dealings and bad relationships and everything else that we are complaining of today. Now here, brother does not mean just the person's own blood brother. We have to take a wide meaning that any Muslim brother or sister. And then if you have to look at other hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that who is a Muslim? He said the Muslim is the one, who is the believer? He is the one that man amina nas ala dimaihim wa amwalihim. That the people, general mankind, they feel safe, they are protected, they are secure when it comes to their wealth, when it comes to their lives. Then this Muslim, this mu'min, is going to assassinate him, he's not going to kill him without justification, he's not going to snatch away his wealth, his property, he's not going to cause any kind of harm to him without justification. So it is both for the Muslim and the non-Muslim. This Muslim's relationship both with the Muslim and the non-Muslim. Now if he is going to love for his brother, Muslim, whoever that Muslim is, whatever he loves for himself, then how can there be problems? Which person would like that his money must be stolen by his brother? Which person likes that his money must be stolen, or that his property must be damaged, or that his wife, somebody must come and interfere, or that his daughter somebody must elope with? Which person likes that? Or which person likes that he must be sworn, or he must be cursed, or he must be attacked, he must be harmed, or he must be obstructed without justification? Which person likes that? Now all those things that a person doesn't like for himself, then he must not like for the other person too. And all those things that he likes, whatever he likes for himself, every person likes that he must be treated well, he must be spoken to in a polite manner, that when somebody is dealing with him, then he must deal honestly, truthfully, the person must be trustworthy, all those things that he likes, that the person must be charitable, the person must be honest and everything else that he likes, then he must also like for the other person. Now if everybody in the society has to make amal on this one hadith, can there be any problem left? Does the husband like that the wife must abuse him, that the wife must curse him, that the wife must boot him, and the wife must kick him, and the wife must slap him, or the wife must engage in extramarital affairs? Does the husband like? So in the same way, just as the husband doesn't like that the wife must do all those things, in the same way, and the wife doesn't like that the husband must do such things. So if both of them fulfill the right of the other, and if both of them do that which is pleasing to them for the other, then finish, that's the end of all the problems. Just one little hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a solution to the problems of the world when it comes to relationship dealings and family communication and so many other things you can find just in this one hadith. So how long are we going to just listen, listen and listen? We have to make a start somewhere. So if each and every one of us now tonight, we say that, all right, we've got many weaknesses, 1,000 weaknesses we got. But this one major weakness of ours, we are making our mind that we are not going to go on with this weakness. And that is that we do to others which we do not like that they should do to us. Now that's our weakness. That we do to others what we don't like others to do to us. So now we change that and we say that before we take any step, before we take any action, before we make any decision in our life, in any of our dealings and anything else, then we ask ourselves just one simple little question, that would I like this what I am doing to that person? This behavior of mine, this action of mine, this type of deal of mine, if somebody has to do with me, if somebody has to be fraudulent in his dealing with me, if that person has to hide the defect in the garment and sell to me, if that person doesn't disclose the defects, or the person, for example, he's selling material, or he's selling anything in which goes by measure, so then if he doesn't like that his company should deceive him when he is buying from some company, now if that company shortcuts him, shortchanges him, does he like it? So then when he is selling to the customer, he should ask himself that if I am shortchanging him, just because that person is a simpleton, he cannot read the fine print and fine line. He doesn't know very much about centimeters and millimeters because he was born in the days when there was yards and feet. That those days we had yards and feet and inches. And it should take a lot of time calculation also. Even the pound, shillings and pennies and farthings, we had to count and count and count. So now if this person is so simple, he doesn't understand all that. But now we are short-cutting him, short-changing him. And we think we've made a fortune. Because one little centimeter makes a big difference when it goes into hundreds of thousands. Now if we don't like that, that should be done to us, then how should we like that we should do that to somebody else? Now if only every businessman, every husband, every father, every mother, every child, everyone has to just make amal on this one little hadith sharif, that we must like for others what we like for ourselves. And we must dislike for others what we dislike for ourselves. In all good things, the person must like for others. Because just now the person will say, but I really like videos and movies and cinemas and rave club. Well, and I really like that for all my friends also. They must join me there too. People these days, we said, Nabi alayhi salatu, the Quran Sharif says, قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَحْجَعُونَ. They sleep very little at night, the muttaqeen. So these people say, we also, Maulana, sleep very little at night. Whole night we awake in the disco, doesn't, right till morning we stay awake. So now, will that be right? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us very, very beautiful guidance. So let us take this one nasihat for tonight. It's a zikr majlis, we'll make zikr now. But take this one nasiha, that in every action of ours, will this be pleasing to me if it has to be done to me? If it's not going to be pleasing to me, then how can I do it to somebody else? If I have to interfere with somebody else's daughter, sister, mother, would I like, just as I wouldn't like that to be done to my sister, daughter, mother, wife, in the same way that person also wouldn't like. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us hidayat. May Allah ta'ala give us guidance. May He give us the courage and the strength to make amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai, na nari hai.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, ye hai chahe sab mere irade. So what can I really do, Allah, if you do not give the taufeeq? Whatever I am doing, it is with your taufeeq.
When the person is able to do anything that is good, then he must attribute it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if he does anything wrong, then attribute it to his nafs. Don't blame Allah Ta'ala for his weakness and his shortcoming and his sins and his evil. That is his nafs. Allah Ta'ala does not burden a person more than what he can bear. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So if taqwa was not possible, Allah Ta'ala would not have made it farz. But I mentioned this morning also in one talk that I was giving to the pupils, that because of the environment that we live in, which is very vicious, and everybody is talking about extreme difficulty they are finding in controlling the gazes and all other kinds of problems they are experiencing, so they have to make extra mujahada, extra effort. Now because of that extra effort, look at the rewards also, that in these days, the latter times, close to Qiyamah, the person who is making amal, he is getting the reward of the of 50 sahabas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that when they will get the reward of 50 people, 50 from amongst us of their time. He said 50 people of ours, that is the sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So the greater the mujahada, the greater the mushahada. The more the effort the person puts in, the more Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates him. So those thoughts and those evil suggestions and whispers of shaitan, they will come. But the more stronger the force of the water, the more electricity is generated. The hydroelectric schemes, they work on that basis. The more stronger the force of the water, the more electricity is generated. So the more stronger the taqazas that are coming, the demands of the nafs, and the person is restraining himself from haram solely because his Allah is watching him, nothing else. And that is what we are being trained for in the month of Ramadan. That my Allah is watching. Otherwise, who else was watching him in his home, in his business or in private places, from drinking and eating? What was restraining him? Nothing else except that Allah is watching. Nothing else. How many times I gave that example, that at the time of iftar, 3 minutes before iftar, if somebody has to say, now open your fast, you kept fast for 16 hours, 18 hours, now what's the problem? You felt the pangs of hunger, so now open your fast. So even if all the muftis of the world get together to that person, won't open his fast. He will say, my hukam, the hukam of my Allah is that I must only open the fast after sunset. The hukam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person will fight with everybody. So for that 3 minutes we become so strong in our iman. So it's that same Allah who has ordered us all the other things. That same Allah has ordered us to make salat, to give zakat, to stay away from adultery, from fornication, from stealing and from crime. That same Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to fulfill the rights of parents, children, wives, etc. So if any weakness and shortcoming, then that's from our side. And any good that we are able to do, then that is the tawfiq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The more shukr we will make, the more increase He will give us in the tawfiq. And if we are going to be negligent, indifferent, we are not going to show gratitude, then Allah Ta'ala will snatch away the tawfiq.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے
Far too long, my beloved Allah, I have remained a useless person. Now make me a useful person.
ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں او my beloved اللہ everyone is a beautiful rose in your garden the only thorn is myself how many people we have caused harm and injury to in our lives. We are unconcerned. We don't even know and we don't even bother to know.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera.
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے، درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. Life ends very suddenly, especially in these days. Look at the globe, around the globe, how suddenly thousands of people just disappear from the surface of the earth, never to rise again, never to tell another tale, never to make another move, never to witness any other action, never to make another speech. Suddenly they're gone from this world, suddenly. So we must consider whichever second we are in to be the last second of our lives. We don't even know whether the next second we will survive. آخری دن ہے زندگی. And we're saying, oh Allah, you know very well the condition of my heart. We can hide from the people. We can hide from our families. All our dandas and our evil actions and our evil deeds and what we are seeing in the privacy of the hotel rooms and our homes, and what we are indulging in, what kind of vices and evils, we can hide from everybody else. But can we hide from our Allah, the one who has blessed billions with sight? How can He be blind to our actions? But He is very merciful, very forgiving, very kind, very generous. Allah Ta'ala dearly loves those who make tawbah, istighfar and turn towards Him, as long as they fulfill the conditions and the sharait of that tawbah. Sincere tawbah, which I have mentioned many times. Person gives up that sin, doesn't return to it, or at least intends not to return to it. Accidental sin can happen. And if it is rights of people, then he pays back to whomsoever whatever is due. Not just cry in the plains of Arafat and think everything is forgiven. Then Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person.
ہر دم کروں میں ہے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش، تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو،
رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ.
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. Put the fans on, people must be feeling hot at the back there. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر.
تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے As I mentioned many times, this is a majlis of tawbah, where we make sincere tawbah from all our sins and ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us in future from that we don't return to those sins. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث او ماي بيلوفد الله او ماي رحيم الله O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my most generous Allah, most compassionate Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We took your Mubarak name, my beloved Allah, as great as your Mubarak name is, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing throughout our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, we have used your bounties for your disobedience. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience.
of speech for your disobedience. The great namats of hands and feet, of heart and mind for your disobedience. Our wealth for your disobedience. Whatever you give to us, Ya Allah, we use it for your disobedience. Ah, my beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have shaken us up by now. He would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. He would have sent gale force winds against us. He would have sent flood waters against us. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. My beloved Allah, you haven't snatched away our sight and our hearing and our speech. Our heart, our liver, our lungs, our kidneys, our bladders are all still functioning. My beloved Allah, we are your ungrateful servants. But we are your servants. Hum kuch bhi hai, hum tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no other Allah for us besides you. There is no Allah, my beloved Allah, besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us, we will face destruction in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. My beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, my beloved Allah. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, more than the stars that twinkle in the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, my beloved Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you this part of the night. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying our sins. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our friends, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, even if you have to forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no one is going to question you on the day of Qiyamah. Why did you forgive the ummah? Ya Allah, if you have to forgive us, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become happy and pleased. We will become happy and pleased. You will become happy and pleased. Ya Allah, you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. You want us to turn towards you with repentance. We are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. What else has kept us here? What else has gathered us here? What else is making us raise our hands before you this part of the night? Except that we are hopeful of mercy and forgiveness from your side. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Those that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, we do not wish to continue in the path of sins and disobedience. We want to turn towards you. We want to become your walis. Nafs and shaitan have become dominant over us. They do not want us to taste the sweetness of your ma'rifat. They don't want us to taste the sweetness of tawakkul in you, of yaqeen in you. They do not want us to taste the sweetness of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, they want to distance us from you. They have distanced us already from you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Ya Allah, if you could have changed the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. They came from the backgrounds of kufr and shirk and nifaq. Some came from the Yahud and from the Nasara. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. Ha, my beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to change our hearts? You have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have passed the stage where even a bypass can help. Ya Allah, our hearts have passed that stage. Only a transplant is required. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart. My beloved Allah, it is just your intention, it is just your wish, it is just your hukam, and our hearts can change. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya, 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 fazl farma. فضل فرما دل بدل دے. We are not asking you on the basis of our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat. Ya Allah, we have no capital to present before you. Our ibadat is weak, our tilawat is weak, our zikr is weak. We don't have the ikhlas in our amal and our actions. Ya Allah, what can we present to you? But Ya Allah, we are presenting our tears before you. The tears of little children amongst us. The tears of those whose beards have gone white and their hair has gone white. The tears of the weak and the sick and the feeble and the old. Ya Allah, we are presenting before you. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ. कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ. वो हो जाए मेरा, वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊँ उसका. यही रात दिन मैं दुआ मांगता हूँ. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the weakness and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering, the tests and the trials that they are facing around the globe. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the entire mankind. Give hidayah to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes and hearts to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, we are the ones who are at the crossroads. We are at the door of Islam. We don't enter Islam fully and we don't want others to enter. Ya Allah, bless each and everyone with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. But those who have become obstinate, arrogant, they have made up their minds, they will continue with the torture and suppression and tyranny upon the Ummah. Then Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Cause division amongst the ranks. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal and remove their difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are planning for Hajj, bless them with maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Make it easy for them to undertake the pilgrimage. Those who have performed umrahs or still performing there, Ya Allah, accept their umrahs, their tawaf, their ziyarat and their duas. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. We have to leave this world one day. We have to die. We have to face you on the day of judgment. Ah, my Allah, how are we going to face you? What are we going to present before you? Don't test us on the day of judgment. Make us cross-pull sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Aqsa, protect our Masajid, Madaris, Khanqas, Tabligh o Dawat ki Mehnat ki Nusrat Farma, Ay Allah, unki Hifazat Farma, jahan kahi jamaatein gash kar rahi hai, deen ko phaila rahi hai, Allah, unki madad aur Nusrat Farma. Jitne bhi deeni idare hai, anjumane hai, all the different anjuman societies, whichever Ya Allah is practicing deen, whoever is acting in within the parameters of Sharia, according to the Quran and Sunnah. Ya Allah, accept the khidmat of each and every one, in whichever department they are serving, accept their khidmat. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Unite the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Jab maut ka waqt aaye, when the time of death comes, my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, rave club, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, in adultery or fornication, or watching some filthy film on the television screen, or in the cinema screen, or watching some filthy sight on the internet. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Oh my Allah, don't let us be in any spot or any place which is displeasing to you. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. And the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips, let our souls depart. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. How much he begged for us, how much he prayed for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially that of Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect our parents, our wives and children, our family members. Ya Allah, protect the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of the people, both men, women, children, whoever has raised his or her hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes and desires. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar. Students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools, colleges, universities. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, our homes, our time, and every namat of yours. Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqa-e-tufail mein hamari duaon ko qabool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim.
Ya Allah, hum jaise bhi hain, dua qubool kar le. Jo manga wo bhi ata farma, jo nahi manga wo bhi ata farma. Hame deen bhi de, duniya bhi de.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.